that it protects each and every category and kind of fundamental rights of every citizen, and in some cases even non-citizens. The entire constitution, if you take it in its entirety, takes care of each and every provision of the covenant. Having said that, I must emphasize that so far as certain specific cases are concerned, instead of going for a comprehensive legislation, we have subject-specific legislations with regard to the subjects which are dealt with in the covenant. And those specific legislations take care of all covenant provisions when it is read along with the Constitution of India. So therefore, in light of these two intermixing constitutional and statutory framework, there is no necessity to have a comprehensive legislation which might perhaps harm the impact than help it. Friends, second question which I very emphatically would like to bring, that is regarding the electoral bonds. The Honorable Member referred to the electoral bond. Let us understand what that scheme was in a very, very nutshell. In every country, the problem which was being faced was unaccounted money being used for the purpose of election. The government of the day follows the policy of zero tolerance in corruption and use of unaccounted money. The purpose and intent of this electoral bond scheme was to ensure that whoever wants to donate to any political party donates through one particular bank, which is the largest bank in the country, so as to ensure that only the accounted money goes into the electoral funding. I very emphatically point out that the Supreme Court of India has not found fault with either intent, object or purpose of this particular scheme. The scheme is interfered with only on the ground that it violates right to know of the voter as to who funded whom. That's the only ground on which the Supreme Court found that instead of this particular scheme, the government should come out with something else while applauding the object, intent and purpose of the scheme. The Honorable Member also mentioned hidden funding. I must assure and emphatically say that there was no hidden funding, because the funding used to be only through the banking channel and only after know your customer, that is KYC compliance regulations are met. Whichever party gets the funding used to be published in the official website of national the Election Commission of India, which is a constitutional body and was accessible to each and every individual. Every individual would know what amount is received by way of electoral bond by which party, and therefore one cannot say that it was a hidden funding. There was also a mention that the party in power got the maximum electoral bond, meaning thereby the electoral funding. That also possibly is not a correct information. If we go by the official figures published on the website of Election Commission of India, each recognized political party contesting elections in India has got the election fund proportionately same as proportionate to their representation in the respective legislatures. It is not correct to say that one party got a major share and another party got a lesser amount. Everyone got substantially the same amount depending upon and proportionate to their representation in the respective legislature. There was a question regarding women reservation bill. This is one of the landmark step which is taken, because India has been very proactive in terms of ensuring that the women is not only equal to men but are ahead of men. by this bill, this intention of the nation is strengthened. The question was why it awaits 2026 and thereafter 2029. I'll tell you the reason why it is so. We have the provision of census periodically. Under the provisions of the Constitution of India, the next census is to take place only in the year 2026. India is a country with 140 crore people, and census is itself a humongous task. It is only when the census takes place that the nation, the government, will come to know about the ratio of men and women, based upon which the reservation will have to be bifurcated, the reservation will have to be delimited. 30% will have to be based upon some figure, and that figure constitutionally can come only in the year 2026. The Constitution also provides for a fixed tenure of the government. The last election having taken place in the year 2024, the next election can only take place in the year 2029. And therefore, this provision that we will wait till the census is complete, we will come to know about the man-women ratio, based upon which there would be reservation, 30% reservation for women in parliament, and thereafter in the immediate next election, that reservation will be implemented. I think this answers the question.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Before I hand over the floor to the Attorney General, I think a small intervention. We missed one topic. May I hand over the floor to Ms. Tripti again?
Thank you, Chair. I will be briefing the committee about actions being taken to prevent trafficking of women and children. The Juvenile Justice Care and Protection of Children Act 2015 acknowledges several new forms of offences committed against children.